Psalm 23 is arguably the most well-known passage in the Bible. How do I even begin to say anything about it that hasn't already been said? So I'm not really sure I'm going to. In fact, I think it will more or less speak for itself to you during this time. I invite you to turn in your Bible to Psalm 23, or to listen to these words from David, and I will be reading them out of the English Standard Version, ESV. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Here are some of the highlights that I'm thinking about in relation to Psalm 23 as we look at it during this time of pandemic. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But what does that even mean during a pandemic? I want to be together with you all at church. I want a lot of things right now. I want a sense of normalcy. I want. And yet, how do I trust the shepherd is leading me, is leading us, even now, so that I do not want? Can I trust the shepherd? Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. To me, it feels like we are facing the valley of the shadow of death. We are fearful. We are worried. Things that we took for normal seem terribly distant and viewed as though through a fog right now. We wonder how we will make it through this time. And yet, we move through the valley. We don't dwell in the valley. We walk through it, and God is with us. And so we do not fear. We're never meant to stay in the valley of the shadow of death. But we also have to walk through it. We have to face it. And we face it with our good shepherd. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Again, there's movement. There's movement in our lives and in our faith journey. For goodness and mercy to be following us, we have to be going somewhere in our relationship with God. Yes, there are times that we linger, times that we lie down in green pastures, times that we dwell in certain stages. But ultimately, life with God is a relationship where we are constantly journeying with God. Not only are we journeying with God, we are in fact being pursued, chased down by God's loving kindness as it follows us on our journey. I invite you to hear again the words of Psalm 23 to close this devotional. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me, in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Until we meet again, grace and peace to you. Amen.